We are learning Masechtas Menachos, Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Vav, a nice geshmak, a long Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Chaviti Kohen Gadol, even though we just mentioned Lechem Panim Shtei Lechem, is big machlokes, the following will be Lekuli Yama. Chaviti Kohen Gadol, Lishosom, Varichosom, Vafiyosom, Vafnim. Everything means, Lisha means kneading it, Aricha means shaping it, Vafiyosom means baking it, everything is Befnim, V'doiches Shabbos. It's Befnim, it has to be Doiches Shabbos, like we said before, it's no other Eitzah, because of the problem of Lina. So it's definitely Doiches HaShabbos, and the Fiyasa is Befnim. The Fiyasa is Befnim, it has to be B'Klisharos. Now what's Apis? So Rashi speaks out, the Kuliyah Machatzi Yisoroin was Mekudosh, because that was only given to the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol could be his reason, we're not worried about Yaitse on that, but Rashi's master, the reason why we're Mekadosh, a fully Yisoroin is, because that's Meisel Kol Adam who brings the Mincha, and sometimes they will bring it Lechutz, and they're not so careful, and therefore we didn't want that to be so Kadosh as much as the Chavita. We're not worried, it's Kohen Gadol, he's always careful, and he always stays in the Beis Mikdash, he's always careful, and therefore it's definitely Lekuli Yama, Mekudosh B'Klisharos B'Fnim in a Chatzi Yisar. Tichinosom V'Arakadosom Ein Doicha Shabbos, but grinding it and sifting it is not Doicha Shabbos. That can be done before Shabbos. Klal Amar Rabakiva Kol Melachos She'ef Shlosh Hesem Erev Shabbos. Any Melachos can be done before Shabbos Ein Doicha Shabbos, not Doicha Shabbos. She'ef Shlosh Hesem Erev Shabbos. Anything that can be done before Shabbos, that is Doicha Hesem Shabbos. That's Doicha Shabbos. So the Mishnah Vayta, Kol Menachos Yesh Bem Ma'isa Kli B'Fnim Ve'im Bem Ma'isa Kli B'Chutz. The Mishnah says this whole Shaila is Dafka by Shtei Alechem Alechem Aponim was like this before. When it comes to all Menachos, Lekuli Yama they did that B'Fnim, and Kudemar is later on a drasha that should be done with a Kli Sharis Dafka. So the Menachos, all other Menachos were done B'Fnim, and the reason is the Mefarshim say Rav Perla on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Ruchim Fishel Perlau on the Sefer Mitzvahs has a mahalach that since all Menachos have Shemen in there, Shemen was put in Midas Halach, so therefore Midas Halach was the Skadish. So therefore the Shemen always was the Skadish ready by every Mincha starting off, and therefore it makes sense that all should be Mekudosh. Now Shemen can stay Alechem, Alechem Pom, did not have any Shemen in it. And therefore there didn't have to be Mekudosh first. But this has to be Mekudosh first, and we're going to learn from Pesukim. Now we'll go and invite the size of these breads. Shtei Alechem, the size of the Shtei Alechem were Archon Shiva Tvachim, was 7 Tvachim long, Verachim Dal Tvachim, wide 4 Tvachim, Vikarnoisav Arba Etzbais, and it had corners jutting out 4 Etzbais on 4 of the corners. That is the Shtei Alechem. Lechem Aponim, Archon Yud Tvachim, its length was Yud Tvachim, Verachvon He Tvachim, the width was 5 Tvachim, Vikarnoisav Sheva Etzbais, and the horns, which the corners, were 7 Etzbais long. Now, it's hard to remember this. So if you remember from the Haggadah, Rabbi Yehuda gives simonim, the tzach, adash, ba'achav. So here Rabbi Yehuda comes here and gives us a simon. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, shloititeh, you shouldn't make a mistake, so zedad and yahatz. Zedad is, zayin is the lechem aponim, zayin tvachim, by dal it's poised for the karnoisav, and yahaz is, yud tvachim, long, but lechem aponim, hey, wide, and zayin it's poised. So no one won't forget anymore, the Shurim, Zedad Yaz, go out. Ben Zoymeimer, another drasha, Nasata al Shulchan, no shaykhs to before, every part of the Mishnah is like a new thing. Nasata al Shulchan, Lechem Aponim, Fanai Tamid. And this is how you know that the Lechem Aponim was of Teva Prutza or Svina Rekadas, it was open on two sides. Lechem Aponim, Shulay Aponim, has a face, has an opening from both sides. Hashulchan, some say Lashon Aponim means Defanai, it has walls from two sides, some say it means corners. It's a Shaila, Rashi has two pshatim, exactly what the word panim means. Rashi Chavosh Taich means it has an opening, it's open on two sides. Right there in the Mishnah. Now we'll figure out how you place the breads on the Shulchan. HaShulchan, Orcha Yud, Baruch V'Yechamisha. According to this Mandi Amma, which is Rabbi Yehuda, a five Tvachim is an Amma. We know what the Torah says, the Shulchan was one Amma by two Ammas, a rectangle, one Amma, two Ammas. So the Shulchan in the length was 10 Tvachim. So a shulchan orcha yud v'rach v'chamisha, and it was 5 tefachim wide. Lechem aponim orcha yud v'rach v'hei. How do you place it? Nosan orcha k'neged rachva. You put the yud k'neged the reichav, and the reichav, which is the hei, k'neged the orcha. So rachva yud k'neged orcha, k'neged rachva yishal shulchan. I probably got lost over here. Lech b'no arkei rachvehe. Nosan arkei k'nege rachvei shosochon. You put the arkei k'nege rachvei shosochon, which is the length of the yod. You put k'nege rachvei shosochon. V'koyfel t'vachayim u'mechtsa mekan, v'chayim mechtsa mekan. Let's analyze. This is 10 tefachim long. You put it on the width, so it's only 5 tefachim. So what he did was, it went up 2.5 tefachim on each side. That's how the bread went up on each side. Nimtza, huh? When it's completely open, yeah. So nimtza arkoi memaloi rachvei shel shulchan. So the arkoi has been filling up the rachvei shulchan plus, you know, but since he folded off, it's exactly 5 tefachim. And the legabi the length, so a shulchan arkoi, go back to, I'm not sure what I skipped or not. A shulchan arkoi yud rachvei shel shulchan, lachapadu arkoi yud rachvei hei, nosan arkoi gnei rachvei shel shulchan, bekaifel, yeah, so the rehudu. Right, so he doesn't explain the other side yet. So that's first legabi the reicha. Remeya imer. So according to, it doesn't explain, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, how do you fill up the length of the shulchan? You put two lechem side by side. Now each lechem, how wide were they? 5 tefachim. So it fills up the entire shulchan. There's not 1 inch of space on the shulchan. That's it. It's common. And that's how when we learned two blad ago, that's how we explained it. Now the Man Yomo argues on this. Rameya Eimer has shulchan archa yud beis. He holds that a amma is 6 tefachim. So the shulchan was 12 tefachim long and 6 tefachim wide. Now everyone agrees lechem panim is 10 by 5. Everyone agrees to that. Remember the siman Yahaz. Everyone agrees to that. So now, how do you place the lechem panim on the shulchan? Rachvay. So hashulchan arkei yud beis rachvay vav lechem panim arkei yud rachvay hey. Now you see an arkei k'neged rachvay. You put the length k'neged rachvay. It takes up now 6 out of the 10 shulchan. Koyfot v'chayim v'kam v'chayim v'kan. And now, but you put it side by side, each 5, right? And it's 12 long, so you have tefachim revach b'emtza, you have 2 tefachim space in between the breads. In between the 6 and the 6, there's 2 tefachim in between, because each one takes up 5, and it's 12 tefachim long. Kedei shtei ruach min ha-shevas b'em. You want the ear to go through it, to give it ear. Avashol ha-imer, shomo yinayis ha-shevizich ha-levayna, shalach ha-panim. You used to place the 2 vizich ha-levayna on the table, according to Avashol. And most of the pictures put it this way. You put it on the table. They asked him, says in the pasuk, you put it on the mareches, on the bread. What are you talking about? It says, Lashav, Allah, Mata Menashe. It doesn't mean that they were talking about the golem. It wasn't sitting on Mata Menashe. It just means near Mata Menashe. Allah can mean near. So, Menasata Mareches means besomach, next to the mareches. It means on the table. Weiter in the Mishnah. Barbo snifim. There were these 4 walls, things that supports of Zav Hayisham for Tzomer Hashem. So Yisaim Chim Behem, Shnayim Seder Shnayim Seder. These walls, these supports supported the Chalas, and therefore on each side of the length was 2 walls. Or if you look at the width, on each side of the width there was a wall, but 2 of them altogether 4 walls. Shnayim Seder Shnayim Seder. Each seder of 6 breads had 2 walls. V'chav ches konim, there were 28 konim. Now we have to explain the Gemara, where the number 28 come from. Chichatzi konachol, there was these reeds or rods that you cut in half, and you had 28 of those. Arba asl said, is that yadal said, is that 14 for this side and 14 for that side. Lo'y sida konim lo'y t'ilas v'deich ha-shabbos. You're not allowed to place the konim or take them off on Shabbos. We'll see why in the Gemara also. El nichnas me'erav Shabbos shemtai. They went in Erev Shabbos, took out those rods. Now the breads are sitting on each other for a couple hours. You placed them on the floor, on the length of the shulchan. The length of the shulchan is 2 amos. That's where you placed the rods down. All the kelims of the mikdash, the length was like the length of the bayis. For example, the shulchan was placed by mizrach l'mayir, from east to west. That's the length of the base of Mikdash. That's where the shulchan was placed. And the same thing by the sticks also, La'archon shel shulchan, the Rebbe Gershom explains on Tzadik Zayin, Daf Tzadik Zayin, he says, Agabi ha-ritzpa, on the floor, place a kol ha-kelim shoyi b'mikdash, agabi ha-aretz, archon l'archon shel bayis. Because I want to remind you about this idea of archon shel bayis. That is our Mishnah. So the first thing we'll discuss on our Mishnah is that all menachos are nasa b'fnim b'klisharis. Where is that from? How do we know that? Sholo es Rebbe, Zumanayin. Where do you know that all menachos have a din that it has to be a fnim? Amalem Ariyoyimer, the pasuk says, Vayoyimer el zeh alai. Zeh amokoy ma shivashu shom ha-kahanim es ha-oshom ves ha-chatos, ashi yoifu es ha-minchol, vilti hoitzi, don't bring it out, l'chatzar ha-chitzayinu. And in this pasuk, chatas asher mincha. Mincha dumi asher v'chatas. Ma asher v'chatas tunan kli. Needs a kli because the only way to mevashel it to cook it is with a kli, and it's inside the azar. It says you shouldn't bring it outside l'chatsa chetzayinim. Af mincha also not mitunan kli. Mincha also needs a kli, and mashenkes stay lech lechaponim is machleikus because there is no shema like we explained. There's a reason for this, but we learn from a pasuk in Yecheskel that the mincha needs a kli. Says in the Mishnah, machleikus. How high were the breads? It's a big machleikus. According to one of the Rav Yehuda, it was 15 tfachim high. Why is that? Each challah was 2.5 tfachim high, times 6. Times 6, if you passed fourth grade, you know that 6 times 2.5 is 15. And what about Rav Meir? Rav Meir went up 2 tfachim. Why? Because it was 6 wide, the shulchan, 10, so 6, and they left for 2, 2 goes up each side. 6 times 2 is how much? 12. Gvaldik, I knows. 12. So the child is either 15 amas or 12 amas. Om Rav Yechanon, Ledibre, Aymer, Tvachay Mechza, Kaifel, Nimtza, Shulchan Makadish, Misha Asa Tachan Maila. Comes out, the Shulchan Makadish, 15 tfachim Lamaila. Because you see, Lacham Apon, 1 of 15 tfachim. Ledibre, Aymer, Tvachay, that's 2 tfachim, Kaifel, Nimtza Shulchan Makash Yubei Tzvachim Maila goes up Yud Tzvachim. Frey the Gemara Veika Konim. What do you mean? How is he saying it's only 15 or 12 Tzvachim? Let's go with the 15, just for the argument's sake. Only 15 Tzvachim. You have the Konim. The Konim take up some space also. So it's a little more than 15 Tzvachim. We said it's rods in between every challah. Frey the Gemara Veika Konim. So the Gemara Konim Shekuya Meshakalu. The Konim were dug into the bread. This way, the breads were sitting on each other. Frey the Gemara. Why do we have Konim? Why have Konim? It shouldn't get moldy. It shouldn't get sitting in two hot bread sitting on each other for a week and make it moldy. So my time, the lechem will become fashimel, then spoiled, myself because they're sitting on each other. Zok tomorrow, the magbele porta. The magbele porta means that they pick it up a little bit. It was inside the bread a little bit, but it was up. It left a little space in between the two breads because it a little jutted out a little on top of the breads a little bit. So you have some space for the ear. Frey Gemara Veika Hu Porto. Might you have that space? Why isn't that counted? Kim Lo Yamet Tefach. This is not all the Tefach. Lo Yichas Lo. We don't count that as space. Frey Gemara Veika Bezichim. Does Bezichim take up space? And that's from Mekudosh. So tomorrow. Because obviously, this cash only if you're on the Yom, who says they put the bezichim inside the lechem, obviously, which is machlokes in the Mishnah. So ikah bezichim, so Gemara begav the lechem of Yasu, it was inside the lechem. Well, behind the lechem of a kaim, it didn't jut out on top of the lechem. Frey the Gemara ikah kronos has corners. We said each corner was 7 atzbayas. Zok the Gemara kronos legavod the lechem kayeflu. It went straight. Inside. It didn't go up. It went flat. The corners. The corners, after the walls went up, let's say 2.5 tfachim, it turned the corner, and that's where the 7 atzbayas were. The horns went straight, not up. It went horizontally, not vertically. So that's how I went to Kronos. Now, Agav, if you want to do a little tiny bit math, let's do a little math for the fun of it. Every challah was 10 tfachim long and around 1 tefach thick. Okay? Then you folded it up. So you fold it up, it went up 2.5 tfachim, let's say. Went up 2.5 tfachim, so it took up of the room, out of the 5 tfachim, it took up 1 tefach on each side also, because of thickness. So now when it turns the corner, it only has 3 tfachim left to turn the corner. 7 etzbayis is a tefach plus 3 quarters, because 4 etzbayis is a tefach. So if they both go towards each other, they're going to bang into each other. So what do you do then? So this is a good shaila. So the arch goal decides, says one of the pshatim has to be that it must turn. It must turn. So if you look at the picture, they say that the two horns, they turn. They don't go towards each other because that'll be a problem. Fira Meir, it's good. Fira Meir, you have 6 tfachim wide, and then it turns the corner, so you have 4 tfachim to play with, so you have enough room. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have a stickle problem. That was just for the math. Okay, but you can call his corners, lechem kayaflu, lechem alaya nayachle. The lechem sitting on top of it, because again, it's horizontally, not vertically. Freit gemara nocha kasha, vayiko meskarto. We know that the shulchan had a little bit of a lip. The lip, what was, we thought right now, it's machlekes really, it goes up, the lip goes up. And the bread sit on top of that lip. So, l'chayr, you have another tefach of height, because mascaras was tefach. It says, mascarata, toifach sovev. It's a tefach, the mascarata. The mascaras. Vika mascarata. So it should be 60 namas high. So the Makman, the Oma Maskar to Lamato Iso. The Maskeres, which is this rim, the lip was on the bottom of the table. It was like a frame. You place the top of the table on top, tabletop on top of that frame. Maskar to Lamato Iso. Wulamandi Maskar to Lamailo. What do you do then? It's a 16, it's a Machlaikis, right? It's a 16. So tomorrow, it went back, which means the lechem fit inside the lip. The lip went around the lechem, but still the lechem sat on the table. The lechem begavol shochan av Yosef, kidatayin, like learned in a brayso. Rabbi Yosi Omer loy hayosham snifim. Rabbi Yosi says there was no support. You didn't need it. El mesgartoy shel shulchan mameres alechem. The lip of the shulchan holds up the lechem. Because the lip went around it and held lechem. Taisus speaks out different maskal maskar. There's small taisus. Mash mashe in tzarach hamod al chala tachtoyna. It sounds like all you need is the bottom one because that's not enough for support really. But as you hold, that's enough support. So that's the taina that you didn't need stiffen. You had the maskarta. Armuloy said him no maskarta lamata isa. Maskarta was lamata. So here we see a clear machlokes where the maskaras was. Maskaras again was the lip that went around the shulchan. Picture a regular table. But this had a lip. The question is where the lip was. Was it on top of the table, like pool table, havdalas? Like it has like a lip around it. Where you go in it, right? It has a little lip around. Mashenkin. The other way is like our tables. Most of our tables have a lip on the bottom here. They have like a little frame, and around the frame is this like lip, and then the tabletop sits on top of it. That's the machlokes that a shulchan looked. Was it maskartai that we had lamata or lamaila? And Rabbi Yeh says if it was lamaila, it supported part of lechem. Was lamata not? So that's either way, it doesn't cut into the 15 amas. It doesn't make it 16 amas because the lechem was definitely sitting dafka on the shulchan and not on the maskaras.